You've likely heard that Shell Chemical is building a massive facility called an ethane cracker north of Pittsburgh in Beaver County, along the Ohio River. Well, now another company is moving closer to building a second cracker downriver in Belmont County, Ohio. And some people are predicting this is the beginning of a petrochemical hub in the region. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has been covering this. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Kara.
So this is really in our backyard, about a little over an hour drive southwest of Pittsburgh. Can you catch us up on what's happening with the ethane cracker in Ohio?
Sure. So the company, PTT Global Chemical, based in Thailand, and its partner, have proposed a $10 billion ethane cracker near the town of Shadyside, Ohio. The plant would use ethane from natural gas wells to make 1.5 million tons of plastic per year. It's similar to the Shell plant that you mentioned. It would use the ethane produced at gas wells in the region to make ethylene and polyethylene. These are pellets that can be manufactured into many plastic products that we use every day, plastic bags, medical devices, car parts, all kinds of things.
The Shell plant is currently under construction. Where is the PTT plant in its process?
Well, over the holidays, environmental regulators in Ohio approved both the air and water discharge permits for it, paving the way for the project to get started.
So people are very excited about this, right?
Yeah, some people are. And many people who are spoke at a public hearing late last year about the company's air permit. They've promised more than 5,000 construction jobs to build the plant and at least 500 permanent jobs. So groups like Building and Trade Group spoke in favor of the plant. A lot of political leaders showed up. They've been dealing with high poverty rates, especially because they've lost a lot of coal and steel industry jobs. And they've been seeing a boost in the rise in natural gas in Ohio, new wells and pipelines. Belmont County Commissioner Mark Thomas was one who gave testimony that night. And then I spoke with him more recently by Skype after the air permit was issued.
We've been working on getting to this permit issue for 3 years now.
Why has the county invested so much time in this?
Well, Thomas says this is the largest economic development opportunity in the history of the state. And even more important to him is the impact he thinks it's going to have on the Belmont County area.
It's going to provide hundreds, if not thousands, of job opportunities for our youth. And for, quite frankly, children that are not even born at this point.
Well, so there's a real expectation that this is going to be a long-term economic game changer for the region.
Yeah, even the environmental regulators sounded excited about it. In the press release announcing the air permit, Ohio EPA Director Craig Butler said the agency is, quote, proud to be part of the effort to bring critical jobs to Ohio. Again, this was in its announcement of issuing the final environmental air permit for PTT to build the ethane cracker.
Well, like Shell's ethane plant in Beaver County, this proposed project has been criticized by environmentalists and some residents of the area. What do critics have to say about it?
Okay, well, let's hear from Jill Hunkler. She lives about 20 miles from where the Ohio plant would be built.
Unacceptable in my mind. It's not about jobs. The Ohio EPA's job is not to create jobs. It's to protect public health and the environment from these toxic industries. Do your job.
The Ohio EPA says the facility will not have an adverse impact on the air, water, or health of the surrounding communities. That's a quote. And the volatile organic compounds and particulate matter and other pollutants it's expected to produce are lower than those expected from the Shell ethane cracker. Hunkler and many others are still concerned, though. They're worried that the Ohio Valley could turn into the next Cancer Alley. They're referring to a heavily polluted area of chemical manufacturing facilities in Louisiana. And they say their area needs jobs that won't harm people.
And what about the climate implications for these facilities?
Well, it's known that the Shell plant is expected to emit more than 2 million tons of greenhouse gases a year, and add that to another 1.8 million tons from the Belmont facility if it's built. So while natural gas is supposed to be a bridge fuel from coal, which emits higher amounts of greenhouse gases, critics are pointing to projects like this and saying, look, this is also emitting a lot of greenhouse gases.
How would the Belmont cracker fit into the larger picture of natural gas development in this region?
Well, something that I've heard people say along the way in reporting about this is that while one ethane cracker, like the Shell plant, is just a facility, once you have two crackers in the area and there's a talk of a third in West Virginia, then you're really starting to create a new industry here. And in addition to the crackers, one company is planning to start storing natural gas liquids like ethane in salt caverns in the region this year. And while there's already some plastics manufacturing in the region, there's a push for increased plastic and chemical manufacturing in the region to use the pellets that the crackers are going to produce.
So is the Belmont cracker a done deal?
Well, now that the environmental permits have been issued, it's up to the company. It's up to PTTGCA. But they have yet to officially announce that they're moving forward with the project.
Okay, Julie. Well, I'm sure you'll keep us updated on this.
Thanks, Kara.
That was the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant, and there's more of her reporting on this at alleghenyfront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple, and you're listening to the Allegheny Front.